This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host, and joining me now on the phone is a psychotherapist here in Juno to talk about healthy living strategies for social isolation. Michelle Bollier, welcome to the show. So nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's see. Here in Juno, you run a practice called Rebel Heart Healing. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice?
Sure. So my name is Michelle and my practice is Rebel Heart Healing. And ordinarily I would be at my office, which is located in the Juno Birth Center over by the hospital. But for right now, I'm doing all sessions telehealth, and it's been going very well. One of the things that I like best is I get to see all of people's creatures. Their dogs and their cats and stuff are showing up for sessions, which has been fun, if occasionally disruptive.
In the middle, in the inside of a radio studio right now, right?
Yeah. So for me, my specialties are working with people who have trauma histories and some who struggle with anxiety. And so I tend to do a lot of mindfulness-based therapies, and this can maybe sound like acronym soup, but I can explain more. So one of them is DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy. Another is acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and IFS. So IFS is called internal family systems, and it has a lot to do with coming in contact with our parts. So thinking about ourselves as kind of a whole system being comprised of many parts. And so what I do a lot is work with people to kind of find tension or physical sensations and see how those might be connecting with conflicts or difficult things that they have going on. And then really working with them in a kind of a very physical, energetic way. So it's been really interesting and gratifying to see that it's not much different to be doing that kind of work over telehealth or through the computer or over the phone as it is to do it in session. I think beforehand there might have been some skepticism that it would be possible to do that kind of deeper processing work in this way. So it's been, I think it's been kind of a revelation for many people to see that it actually does work.
Absolutely. I think we're all learning a lot in these recent weeks. Have you noticed any trends or anything that people are calling you more with now since things have changed?
What I would say is everything is heightened. So perhaps also not surprising, but one of the things that I tell people, and this comes from dialectical behavioral therapy, is if we kind of think about distress on a scale, so for instance, 0 meaning no distress and 10 meaning intense distress, what we know from research is that when we're ever in the 7 to 10 range, our brains are not working very well. So in a more specific way, it means that our prefrontal cortex, which is all about executive functioning and kind of higher level problem solving and all that kind of stuff, that doesn't work well when we're in that 7 to 10 range. And so a lot of what I work on with people is how do we not get into 7 to 10 and how do we get ourselves down? So how do we reduce distress or get ourselves more regulated if we accidentally got up to 7? So what I would say right now is most of us start the day cruising at a 4.5 or 5, in which case it would just be a hop, skip, and a jump up into that range where our brains aren't working very well. So even if people aren't having really explicit issues connected to coronavirus, you know, I am having some people who have financial things happening because of the nature of their job, or worries about loved ones who might be in different places. Even if people aren't having those direct coronavirus related things, they're still having higher levels of anxiety, which then mean it's easier to tip into.
Okay. Let's imagine that I'm at a 7, which is not far from the truth here as I try and navigate all the technologies here on Juno Afternoon.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What's something that you might suggest to me What do you have a technique, a short one, or can you allude to something that might help me de-escalate?
Yeah, great question. And so they can be really short. So what we know is even 2.5 minutes counts as an intervention. So any of these things that I'm about to mention, these would work even in that brief amount of time. So 30 seconds to 2.5 minutes are going to help get you perhaps down from a 7 to a 6, which is great because then I've now freed up the parts of my brain that I really need, right? So it's huge to shift down. So one of the first techniques that I'll talk about is called paced breathing.
Cool. And if you don't mind me interrupting, I would like to invite our listeners to do this with us as well.
Sure, but maybe not if they're driving.
Okay.
Although probably not that many people are driving right now.
Because they have to close their eyes and maybe, yeah. Okay, all right.
Well, the thing is that it's very calming, and so you want to give it an opportunity to actually be calming. So, yeah.
Okay,
so
if you're in a safe place,
yeah. So this paced breathing is kind of cool. It comes from research where people had high blood pressure, but for whatever reason couldn't take blood pressure medication. And so people found that if you breathe out longer than you breathe in, it calms down your entire cardiovascular system. So what we might do is practice, you would breathe in for 3, pause for 1, and breathe out for 5. So this is a great one. You can, you know, when I do this with people, I literally do 1.5 minutes, and most of the time people are almost asleep within 1.5 minutes. So it's very effective. And that's one big thing that I would say for right now during COVID times. One of the big pieces here is our structure, right? So our normal daily habits and our structures. And as humans, we are creatures of habit. All of that has kind of just blown up on us. So that can mean things even in terms of our physical space. So right now, you know, I have people where they're working maybe in a bedroom. So it's really not great for your sleep hygiene to be working in your bedroom, because we want to have a really tight association between the bed and sleep. So my body gets in the bed, and then I know it's sleep time. So all of a sudden now I just brought my office into my bedroom, and I kind of blew up this association of what this room is all about, right? It stops being a refuge and it starts becoming a place where I associate Zoom calls with my boss.
Right, right. So as we're talking, I'm continuing to breathe in for 3 and out for 5. This is working. This practical tip of not working in your bedroom is a great one. Any other sort of nuts and bolts tips like that that can help us?
Yeah. So part of what I would say with the whole sleeping thing at night is, as much as possible, even if you're working in a small space, try to preserve some boundaries or some container so that you are saying, okay, when I sit at my desk or when I sit in this chair, I'm in this mode, and then I'm transitioning out of that mode into a different mode. So however you're working with that in terms of the physical space that you're in. And then for sleep, for night, you might really want to start doing some rituals. The rituals that would be best would be things like paced breathing, where you don't need anything outside of yourself. You're just using your physical body and your breath. So two things that I would say. One is, it's very helpful to do a brain dump prior to when you're going to sleep at night. So even if you're not the type of person who ordinarily has a hard time falling asleep, what might be helpful these days is to intentionally take, you know, 15 minutes earlier in the evening and kind of write out, so here's all the stuff I need to think about for tomorrow. It's almost like you're giving yourself a worry time that's contained, and then you're leaving that. So now when it's time to shift into sleep, if thoughts start popping in, it's kind of like, okay, it's not our time to be thinking about that. We already have that time where we did our brain dump, right? So we would do our brain dump at this other time. Then we would be having some sort of transition ritual to help us know in that kind of habituated, unconscious way, it's now time to go to sleep. So paced breathing is a great one. And then an additional one would be any sort of visualization. So a very easy one that I often work with people on is just visualize getting yourself from somewhere to somewhere. So for instance, in Juno, imagine getting yourself from your house to out the road. And then how many visual details can you fill in as possible? So for instance, okay, now I'm going by the Empire Building. This is what the roof of the Empire Building looks like. Now I'm, you know, stopped at this stoplight and I look over and I see the Eagles by the dump. And then I'm going here and how much farther until I get to Fred's and where's that concrete wall that I'm driving by, right? So you're doing it as if you're visualizing it in your mind as if you are actually in the car.
Okay, that one's interesting to me. I often hear people speaking of being present, right, and mindful of where you are. But in this one, you're actually visualizing going somewhere else?
In this one, what you're doing is you're asking your mind to work a little bit hard, right? So your mind can't just immediately do this. Your mind has to work for it. So what that's doing is it's concentrating your mind. It's possible. It's not like saying, okay, let's just do calculus in our head, which would probably make both of us spike up to an 8, right? Because we're not going to be able to do that. But with this, in Juno, there's only so many places you can know. We all kind of know the possible sites pretty well. And so by concentrating the mind, it's almost like you're conjuring that up into the present moment. So it's making it so I can't actually do that and also be distracted by worry thoughts, coming up with all these different kinds of things of like, and what if this happens? And what if this happens to my retirement account? And then I'm having to, right? Like there's so many things right now where the mind can just spin and we don't know what's coming in the future. And so we don't really have anywhere to rest. So doing an activity like this helps concentrate the mind. It's possible, so it engages the mind, and it's generally not very distressing for us to think about driving out the road on a sunny day, right? So it kind of helps get us into this different frame of mind.
All right, looking at my notes here, boundaries, having boundaries at home, workspace boundaries, breathing, 3 in and 5 out.
Mm-hmm.
I like the brain dump right before, a time before bed. To really get that list out of things to you'll be thinking about the next day. Mm-hmm. And these visualizations, these are great, Michelle. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Do you have room for more individuals right now at Rebel Heart Healing?
Well, that's a hard one. In Juno, I would say most therapists were already full prior to all of this. And then all of this is happening. And so there's just a lot of demand for us. What I do have is I also am a coach and an energy worker. And so I do have some space in that kind of other practice where I can work with people in another way. So that tends to be more like you do one session or two sessions or something as opposed to becoming a full therapy client. So I'm happy to have people reach out to me if they wanted to do that. And they can find my information through Rebel Heart Healing. My other website is called rebelheartenergy.com.
All right. And Michelle Beaulieu, spelled B-E-A-U-L-I-E-U. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can find her online at Rebel Heart Healing, or you said Rebel Heart Energy?
Uh-huh. Yep. And Juno Mental Health, which is a great repository for resources that has a whole listing of mental health professionals and that where you can kind of sort things by category and whatnot. So my information is also on there.
Well, and if you stay busy, maybe we can talk you into coming back on Juno Afternoon for sort of this bulk therapy session.
Absolutely. It's fun.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming on today's show. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, the only other thing that I would say is I have written up a resource. So if people did go to my website, which is the Rebel Heart healing.com, there's a resources tab. And one of the first tabs on there is called Effective Cognitive Restructuring. And that has paced breathing and other distress tolerance skills. So there are other quick tips that help you if you feel like you're in a 7 or above and you want to get to below that. So that would be a cool resource for people to check out.
Michelle Bollier, thank you so much. I'm down to a 5, by the way. This is awesome.
Good.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And hold you tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.